So, T, we've reached the end of season one. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. We're here now. We've been through a first season. It's been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. And what's been surprising is that sometimes, you know, you put something out there in obedience to God, really just grateful that he would even ask you to do anything on his behalf. Yeah. But the amazing responses that we've had about the various episodes and our guests has just been mind-blowing. Yeah. And you just think, God, if one person listened to this, like, I would be happy with that. Yeah. But it's just been amazing to hear the feedback of people who've been texting and messaging, just been saying, like, how encouraged they are by the stories and the journeys that they've heard. Yeah. Have you got any reflections?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just amazing getting to hear real stories from people just like you and I, who are doing the journey, working their faith in just different spheres. And I think it's really encouraging just to know that we're all in this together. We're all learning along the way. It's a journey. But we can always step in faith, just knowing that God is with us through it all, and that he loves us, supports our careers, and, you know, that has the best in store for us. So, yeah, I think it's been amazing. And it's been amazing speaking to all the guests and hearing their journeys, hearing their stories, and getting words of wisdom for the day to day, really.
Absolutely. And I think for me, it's like the joy of being able to speak to you with you and just like thrash out, you know, God and faith and just life with someone that I enjoy talking to and find really easy. Yeah. And to think, God, like, you would actually call me to do this.
I know. It's been such a joy.
It has. And I think, like, this particular episode wasn't part of our schedule at all. And, we know, we plan to just put something out there at Christmas purely on the basis that, you know, this time of the year, we can get quite reflective of what the last year has been like. What does 2026 hold like? And that can, you know, cover a whole range of things. It could be, it can cover off things around our career, right? Like if work hasn't quite gone the way that we wanted it to this year, whether we wanted to change jobs or change industries, or we've been looking for work and it's been that kind of season. And then we're going into 2026, like, God, what does that hold for me? It can also be in terms of our studies and our academia, you know, university degrees, subjects to do, applications to make, but also on a personal level. Am I supposed to be in this city? Am I supposed to be in this area? Am I supposed to be working in this industry? Should I be in this relationship? Like, it's a whole host of questions that we can find ourselves thinking, did the year go as I wanted it to go? Where are you, God? What does 2026 look like? And I guess we wanted to end the season really summarizing and encouraging our listeners that be excited for 2026. You know, you're not going into 2026 alone. You're going into 2026 with a God that goes ahead of you, that orders your steps, that loves you, that has a plan and a purpose for you, that is causing all things to work together for you, that is a God that knows the end from the beginning, and that he is with you, even if it doesn't feel like it, even if 2025 doesn't feel like, this is what I had hoped for 2025. Just because the outcomes don't look positive, that doesn't mean that our God isn't still at work, you know? So I just want our listeners to be pumped. To be excited, to be expectant, and to be like, if I get to walk into another year, God is still in it. God's not finished yet. And let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
So we'll be back next year, guys. We're already in the process of recording season two and we're so excited. We're going to keep it under wraps until it's all launched again. Keep following us on all our socials and our media handles. If you've got anybody that you think Beulah T, you need to speak to my friend, you need to speak to my boss, send them our way, get us connected.
Yes.
We want to hear those stories. And, you know, if you've enjoyed listening to this, share it with a friend, share it with a family member, if they can be encouraged and that they can know that God is for them. Yes. And God is in their careers, God is interested in their lives. Yes. Share it, listen to it, send us your feedback.
Yes, please. We'd love to hear from everyone.
And our amazing guests and some of our listeners have got some messages for you as well as we wrap out. So thank you, everybody.
Thank
God bless.
Lots of love. Bye.
Lots of love. Happy Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Then a Happy New Year.
Absolutely.
I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Beulah and Toyin, and all the team at Working Out God. Lots of love.
God's richest blessings for 2026. And over the Christmas period, I pray that it's a time where you feel the stillness of God.
We couldn't end 2025 without having a little cheeky close from our end. If you've got kids or you've been around at church or other children, you've probably heard 6-7, 6-7. So we want to read an amazing scripture that we do refer to in the body of Christ at this time of the year. But it's such a powerful and comforting and beautiful scripture to remind us what this season is all about. So Isaiah chapter 9, 6 and 7. Enjoy and God bless.
For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen.